Beginnt der Korinth da, ein Sechtes Bob Basse, da von Dau, beginnt mit Alp, beginnt Tess Mathe, beginnt die Gemara, da auch Gemecha. That's specifically a sale. Da habe ich Yish, Vashin Vashodes, where, when it comes to Metatlin, you have giving up hope and change of domain, and therefore, that's where we're going to have that, he can testify because he has no vested interest. Now, Pesha Korinth, Rosh Bam explains, okay, going, Shemacha, Reuben, Levi, must be told about Reuben sold to Levi, Shaloi, Bachrais, without taking any responsibility. So it says Tais Benir, it seems the Pirushkin, the reason why he said this point from the Ibachrai is have if it would be with responsibility, so have a Shimon Negeba Edis, then actually Shimon is vested with his testimony because the Avagav that Yishuv Shimon Rishos. Although what I mean, there's giving up hope and there's change of domain. Mapikli Shimon Levi, Shimon's going to take away from Levi. Keben the ancient hefse the Levi. That's it. Even though it's Yishuv Shimon Rishos, which wait a second, so that means to say that Levi gets to keep it. No, so it says Mapikli Shimon Levi. Shimon would be able to take it away from Levi because Keben the ancient hefse the Levi because there wouldn't be any loss to Levi. She has a Reuben that to go back on to Reuben because Reuben took responsibility, and that's why we have to say that no Shalei Bachrai. So there's no vested interest. Now, but Karka regarding the ratio regarding property, even though that there is, which that's the Bach's gear. So I've got the Ika Yishuv Shimon Rishos. It's going to go back. And the picture country like the Rosh Bam explains because the Ein Mod Yish Bekarka. Oh, and the Bach has in the words Vishin Rishos. It doesn't affect anything, and therefore that's why in the ratio we said the case of Karka, because even though it has both these variables, it's he still has a vested interest because he will be able to get it back. Now, but this is difficult to the record of Yerushalmi and Klai and Perek Zayin. Omar, the Yerushalmi says the Yish Moil Bekarka. Actually, Yish giving up hope does affect by property because Av Bishen Nigzelis, even though it cannot be stolen, but still Yish does affect. And Megabe Evet Mashma Bashalech. And actually, in Babli, regarding the slave. Which it sounds like in the Gemara Gittin Daf Lamed Tes Beis, that Yish does affect the status of the slave. Avagav Dis Lekarka, even though we know Avad Ma Arkapir Tu Karka, Obishmait Disikrukin Obedend Daf Lamed Tes Beis. So wait a second. So it sounds like Yish would affect. So why are we saying that by Karka that you have a vested interest? But what do you mean? The fact that it gave up hope should allow Levi to keep it, and therefore should not have a vested interest. So on that, Amiri says no. The Mukach Nami Kain. Meaning that so he says also from that Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Ches Beis also is obvious this point. So Tais Benira, it would seem the Ma'iri that is talking about Shaloi Nisyayish. You're right. The right Reisham Karka has to be talking about that he did not give up hope, and therefore Vav Matzal Leflugi. So wait a second. Then the Gemara could have made a simple differentiation. The Brisa could have said Nami Bapara Talis. Both the Reisha and the Sevi could have been speaking about the same case of a cow and a talis, but it could differentiate between Lufnei Yish and Lachi Yish that. The Risha could be talking about before Yish, as we explained it, without Karka, and just Metalin, and the Sefer could be talking about after Yish. Ella, Mosle Shchichanakai, right, it's just picking what's common, because the Bekarka in Regilus Yayish, generally, by Karka, a person does not give up hope, because she's sold Gazla when the Jew robs it. Shem Leyuch Leitzim Yodah, because if he can't get it out from him right now, Shem Leitzayis Dina, because he's not listening to the court case, Yitzin Mepiyah, he'll get it from his son, but Karka never goes away, it's always there. It's therefore. That's why he doesn't give up hope. You're right. It could even be a case of Metalin that doesn't give up hope. It's just usually by Karka that usually happens. Next time, Master begin with the words of Gemara. So, based on Rav Sheshet's interpretation, what do you have to say? Well, look at Nukum Yerush, just talking about by Yerush. So, it's time we can say, wait a second. But Yerush ain't made like Aleha. What do you mean? He can't testify because the Hadrolay, because he's actually going to give it back. Anything that's distinct, they have to give it back, and they cover Avim because of the dignity of the father. So there is relevancy over here. Yeshem says, you can say, no, the whole kimna b'rei shagazakam. The Gemara says over there, but becoming of tzadidam b'beis, because you're also chubit. That's only when the father repented. But he didn't get a chance to give it back until he died. That's when they have to give it back. Here it's talking about where the father did not do tshuva. So therefore, the son don't have to give it back for his dignity, and therefore, it's not relevant. And that's what the Gemara is asking. So if that's the case, so then they're going to be able to keep it, so that he doesn't have a vested interest. Next, it's not the beginning of the Gemara. El Kedrav Meshmo, which says Va'ari Brisa, and the Brisa is talking about Davka Shloi Bachrai, specifically when he sold it without responsibility. So Yochel Hoyed Al Par Batalis. Then he could testify regarding the cow and the talus. Now, the truth is, Shmuel's teaching is in all situations. Rav Ruzan Noka just telling us a chiddush, a filosh le bechrayis, even without achrayis, that that he still negate be'edus because he wants that his vachayv could collect from it. But obviously, Shmuel's teaching when you're selling a field to his friend would apply. When he's in all situations, it's just saying a chiddush, even shleibach reis.